USA News, I'm Skip Kelly. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has expressed shock and heartbreak following the IDF's accidental killing of three hostages held by Hamas. Despite the tragedy, Netanyahu affirmed that Israel would persist in its military invasion of Gaza. Military officials also acknowledged that IDF troops fired upon the hostages on Friday, even though one was holding a white cloth. On Saturday, a U.S. Navy warship intercepted and destroyed 14 drones launched from rebel-controlled regions in Yemen, according to the U.S. Central Command on X. The guided missile destroyer USS Kearney effectively engaged the attack drones in the Red Sea during the early hours, with no reported damage to ships and no injuries. This is the second encounter this month where the USS Kearney successfully neutralized a significant number of drones in a similar encounter. Rudy Giuliani says he will certainly appeal the verdict in his defamation case.
Possibly we'll move for a new trial. Certainly we'll appeal. I am quite confident when this case gets before a fair tribunal, it'll be reversed so quickly that it'll make your head spin. And the absurd number that just came in will help that, actually.
The case awarded nearly $150 million to former Georgia election workers Ruby Friedman and Shay Moss for targeting them with defamatory statements in the aftermath of the 2020 election. You have to get more people vaccinated, so says the Centers for Disease Control.
The CDC is alerting healthcare providers about the urgent need to increase efforts in administering flu, COVID-19, and RSV vaccines. In an alert, the agency expressed concern that low vaccination rates, coupled with a rise in respiratory disease activity throughout the U.S., could potentially strain healthcare capacity. The CDC estimates that approximately 42% of children have received their flu shot, while the vaccination rate for adults is around 41%. I'm John Schaefer.
This is USA News.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-511-6046. 800-511-6046. 800-511-6046. That's 800-511-6046.
You can expect airports and roads to be jam-packed this holiday season. AAA's annual end-of-year forecast projects that a lot of Americans will be traveling 50 miles or more over the 10-day year-end holiday travel period from Saturday, December 23rd to Monday, January 1st, 2024. AAA's Ayexa Diaz.
AAA is projecting 150 million Americans to be traveling over the holiday period. Nearly 104 million of those people will be driving. 7.5 million are expected to fly. And then there's a 4 million number, and those are the people who are traveling by other modes, bus, train, and cruise.
So to avoid the crowds, when is the best time for a road trip?
If you're trying to leave for a trip and you're leaving at noon, chances are you're going to encounter some bad traffic. So we always say leave early or leave late. Also, if you travel on the holiday itself, usually there's less traffic.
Pope Francis is celebrating his 87th birthday today. How does the head of the Roman Catholic Church mark the occasion? By holding a Sunday audience at the Vatican, where he was greeted by hundreds of children and their families to whom the church provides free health care. Dozens of granola bars and cereal products are being recalled for potential salmonella risk. The Quaker Oats Company issued the recall on Friday, advising consumers who bought the affected products to throw them out. The affected products are listed on the FDA website, but it includes flavors of the Quaker Chewy Bars and Puffed Granola Cereal. The granola and cereal products were sold nationwide. The company says it hasn't received any confirmed reports of illnesses related to the recall yet. I'm Skip Kelly, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.